like threats, like some people like death threats, like things about you, where like, like, you know, I can take all the hate, but when they say something about my baby, like how they want to hurt you, you know, it was like, Julian Zietlow, du hast es geschafft. Die Leute reden wieder von dir, nachdem sie dachten, du wärst weg und davon und krepiert. Shit, das ist zu emotional. Ich bin ganz ruhig, rational. Hier, erzähl mal und sag's dir noch einmal. Let's take a deep breath. Maybe can you start this one?
Hi everyone, this is Brittany Bond and I'm here to interview the most infamous Ferdinand Beck. And today we are going to talk about something that so many people have wondered about, asked us about, and pondered in the universe. What the fuck happened between Faraday and Julian Zietlow? They were such good friends. There was so much fun things that happened there. And then Faraday went dark on the communication. Julian went dark on the communication. Well, actually, Julian said a couple things and Faraday said nothing. So this episode is going to share with you all of the juicy details, all of the dirty little secrets that everyone has kept for the last year. And also, I think the best way to start this is to ask everyone, why have you kept silent for so long?
Baby, thank you for doing this with me, because I'm so nervous.
Like, what are you nervous for?
Because this is like really close to my heart, you know, like this really emotional. Mm. And like he really like created a big wound in me, which like I'm thankful for. And it's like I made my peace, you know, I grieved him, I created the space, and now I'm good. But now I go back.
Why did it hurt you?
Because like I can, you know, I can see people.
Because he was your friend.
I can see their higher selves. Mm-hmm. And I saw him. And I saw his higher self, that he's my bro, that mm-hmm. he's in the same soul family that I am. And I so often talk to his higher self. And mm-hmm. sometimes he loved it. And sometimes it was too much for him, that he's like, let me have my process, this step by step. Because I was already talking to him, to his higher self. Mm-hmm. And I built this relationship where he's my bro. Like, I found someone in my soul family. Like, he's my brother. He got my back. And he kept saying that. And I see when people, like, say that but don't actually be that vibration. But mm-hmm. with him, I really believed it. So I was really, like, keeping my heart completely open to him. Mm-hmm. And then, by just like doing the most grossest thing you can do to someone, and that helped me a lot to realizing how that feels. So I apologize by a lot of people who I have ghosted, just like cold turkey, tapping out of their reality, having no closure, just accusing them for some things and don't allowing the other side to hear, and just like blocking and like.
Hold on, we're gonna get into all of this.
He didn't block me, but he ghosted me.
Let's get.
And it's just like.
Will you let me host you?
Yeah, thank you. And baby, thank you for hosting me in this, because I wouldn't do this by my own.
I need to let you and the whole world know that I have your back. With all of my Scorpio energy, I will fuck someone up if they get into your business and our business, because I care about you that much, babe.
Baby, thank you.
I got your back.
Thank you. This like means everything. And this is like, this is why we're like so powerful now that mm-hmm. we're together, because who has anyone's back? Like, who is Julian's back? Who is actually his back?
We're going to talk about
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
First off, I would like to ask, because so many people are asking, we're going to get into the whole story. We're going to get into the juicy details. First off, I would like to ask you, why didn't you speak up when it went down, when he ghosted you, when all the things happened? When things blew up, why didn't you speak up?
Because it would just be out of, like, out of my emotions, out of my wounds, and it would be the negative route. I could like destroy him. I know so many things about what he did and like how what he has done to me, and I could like speak about it all. And I know the people like he actually did that too by I didn't want to play this game that, like, I saw he was playing that. Like, he, by waking up, was so powerful that he could expose people in a way that felt gross in my body. And he justified it with, like, it's all love. Love is the answer, but it's so gross. It doesn't need to be that way. And if I back then would have reacted to it, it would be that same vibration. I was like, Ferdi, like, even for myself, I recorded a podcast to him in German, 15 minutes, and I said it all straight up. And I even thought sending it to him or publishing it. But then, like, no, I did it for myself because this frequency was just like getting it out there. So it's out of me. I made my peace, but sharing that is like, it doesn't feel good in my body.
So just so I understand and so everyone understands, you didn't speak up back then because you felt like if you did, it would be the energy of you cutting him down and then wounding him. And basically the relationship would never, ever be able to be repaired after that.
Again, it might be, but here's the thing, like, I'm so awake and I see the bigger picture, and I know that he's my brother in spirit and that we will come back together in this timeline. Mm-hmm. And I didn't want to create more wounds that prolongs this process and that people, like, then hate him even more. And it's like me against him and all the shit. I was like, no.
He really wanted you to play that game. I could feel it. I think he wanted everyone to play that game. I don't know if he actually wanted, but he was in this, like, inner child mode of just
all,
like,
give me attention.
Yeah.
But, like, what are you using this attention for? In this frequency, I don't want to create these, because, yeah, it is all love, and it is, like, positive energies integrative. That's what I want. And that's why even in this phase at the beginning, I was speaking highly about him. I was, like, still protecting him. Mm-hmm. So many people messaged me, and the one in real life, I was still speaking nice about him or just like saying nothing, because I saw the bigger picture, and I just, like, I see how tempting and easy this timeline is. Oh, I get all the clicks and people be on my sides and I get the love and I feel the justice. But then, like, what is justice? It's not punishment, it's realization. So I took a deep breath.
Okay, let's take a deep breath. In order for this story to actually, I feel like, fully get its justice, I think it's important for us to go back to, how did you guys even become friends? Like, let's go back to the beginning for a little bit and talk about how you entered Julian's life and why were you guys such good friends? Because I'll share my reality. Like, you and I could feel us that we were about to get together. We weren't dating yet, but I was so excited for you to come to the island, and you said, I'm coming in October. I'm coming early. I'm going to come to your play party. I'm so excited. And I'm bringing one of my best friends. I'm so excited to introduce you to him. His name's Julian and da, da, da. And I'm not in the German mainstream world. So I was like, I didn't know he was famous. And if I did, I didn't care. So I was just like, okay, cool. He's bringing his friend out. And then, so I just met him as, like, a friend of yours, you know, and then it was a friend of yours that you were, like, helping wake up and was, like, showing the island. And I know that because I lived on the island for, like, 4 years. So I understand the process of bringing someone here, helping them wake up to the reality of how existence is and dropping into their bodies and la, la, la. So that's how I met Julian, as, like, this kid who just wanted to play and was so excited to be on the island. But you had a whole timeline with him before that. So can you share with us, how did you guys first meet? How did you guys actually first connect? Or what's the story there?
All right. Great question. I don't want to talk about this too much because I feel like there's not so much of the juiciness we're getting into. So just, like, to keep a long story short, is I followed him for many years, just, like, on the side, because I saw him, like, I saw his light, how powerful he is. And then I saw, like, his facade on the outside reaching mainstream and actually uplifting them. And I was like, this is great, but his content never appealed to me because I wasn't mainstream. This wasn't talking to me, but, oh, this is great. Like, I saw him as an ally. He uplifts mainstream. And I like, kept watching him from the side and see, like, he's awake. And I could feel we have a connection. And back then, I already knew that, like, we will, like, interact, like, he will come to me. So I never, like, was like, hey, da, da, da. And then he came to me. Like, he was following me for a while because I was posting about veganism. And again, veganism was for me great back then to talk about waking up the universal message and something graspable for mainstream. because it's like so simple, then immediately jumping to the bigger picture. And then he reached out to me and we met in his office, and there it was like on the verge that I was like almost too much for him, of like who I am, you know, how I am.
The alien boy.
Yeah, but then it was like just enough, because it was like because I talked to his higher self, and it was like awakening him so much that we talked like in the office 3 hours, like zzzz, and he came home with me, like we walked to my apartment, and I gave him microdose, because like I immediately like got him under mushrooms. under my wing. I was like, bro, I'm your mentor and I'm gonna help you healthy lifestyle choices. First we bring your health back in alignment, like your sleep quality and like mindfulness, like meditating, like Bashar, nutrition, like educating about that, like waking him up more, and also like teaching him healthy lifestyle choices. And this is what is good to eat. And here, like immediately we did a vegan challenge, a microdose month
of mushrooms.
Yeah. And I was telling him, bro, I want to host you on a psychedelic trip before Christmas. This was like in November 2021. I was like, before Christmas, I want to have a full trip. I was immediately, this is what you need. Like, he it was so in the matrix that he needed like to really have a trip to wake up, because I didn't get through. And then like I kept mentoring him and teaching him, and he opened more and more, and I was so happy that he came from the heart and didn't put his ego in the way and judged me, because most other people that are like successful in mainstream, yeah, like who is he and judge me, and then I don't get through. But with him, I got through, because like, again, like he is really awakened and we are in the same soul family, and it really resonated. So I trip-sitted him. Then I think one day before Christmas, I would like really like convinced him, like, bro, this, you need this. And this was like, this changed his reality so much. And you know, I was still on my journey, and this was like, and how I trip-sitted him was so simple, but that's exactly what he needed, because otherwise it would be way too woo-woo, you know, if I would. And I wasn't also like, this is not me, like being this shaman, like, no, I just do it like, here is the magic, here's my beanbag, here's a safe space, let the medicine talk to you, and I create a safe space, and if I can feel something to host you, I do, by asking a lot of questions, all that stuff. And this was like really transforming, and then more and more and more and more. And to a point where we then like transformed Rocker to become vegan and also more conscious, and then helping his family, helping his ex-wife, helping his friends. Like I always showed up for him. And then I was like, also now looking back, I'm like, did he use me or anything? Like, no, because it was my excitement. Like, yes, our relationship was always me hosting him 100%. He never paid me for it or anything. Like I hosted him 3 times. Just for free, like the entire day, the aftercare, everything.
On psychedelics, I mean.
On psychedelics. Yeah. And countless times I went in his office, just me and him, and I hosted him, and I took all his darkness. Like I left the office, and I so often was so trained, because I allowed that to hold it all, that he can like purchase all on me, and I channel him. It was always me uplifting him, uplifting him, uplifting him. It wasn't that we were having fun, because he showed to me his real self. Like on social media, he was back then like, yo Leute, abgerechnet wird, like this fake shit, you know? But to me, he could like open up, and he was so sad. He was so depressed. And I wanted to see his real self. So we didn't have like fun, but for me, it was exciting to up-level him, because I wanted to play with him. Like I saw his him as my bro, and I just wanted to awaken him, that he steps in his power. And like he saw it from the beginning. I never wanted his fame or his money or any of that, what other people suck his dick so hard for. I just wanted to wake him up and know that he is here for great things. He's here to wake up the masses, like the mass consciousness right now. I don't reach. I'm like, quote unquote, too awake for them, too crazy. But he is like, this is why he's here. And I love him. And I was just like, bro, like I want to play with you. And I told him all the stories of how it can be, like how playful, especially the sex stories. They were like, so that's what hooked him. So I kept talking about my sex stories, because I could feel like he's not happy in his marriage and he wants to be free. Like so often he sat there in the office and he was like almost crying, or he cried and he said like, Ferdi, like I want to join. I want to fly too, Ferdi, rescue me. And I was like, and I was doing everything. I'm like, Flo. I'm like, bro, bro, come to the Flow State Retreat. Come to the meetup. And then he came. And there I hosted him entirely, everything. I gave him all my resources, anything I had.
I forgot. He actually came to our play party in Berlin with Alina. September of 2020.
This was a lot to convince them both to come.
They were
not
so
convincing. They wanted to be
frozen
convinced.
There. So they were frozen. Both like, oh my God, people are doing things around us. What is happening?
Yeah, and this is like all hardcore hosting because it wasn't adding to like the great vibe. But again, I did that gladly. This was my excitement. Because mm-hmm. then when I was like so wounded, I was like, wow, he's used me so much. And I was like, no, Ferdi, he didn't use me at all. It was my excitement. And I also learned so much by teaching him, mm-hmm. by having someone that I can teach, like how you taught me so many things. You grew so much mm-hmm. because it's like the master level is when you teach someone, when you're able to teach someone something, you learn it like you fully embody it. Mm-hmm. And by teaching him, I must be in that vibration. So I must embody it. I must be it. And by teaching him, I also so leveled up. Like I remember the Ferdi that walked in his office versus the Ferdi now. Like we both, it wasn't that like I was here and I like helped him to level up. Like we were both leveling up so, so much. So I'm also super thankful for him that he allowed me to teach and thus level up so much.
Rising up together. Yeah.
And it was never that I wanted to be like his mentor or teach him. It's just like, and I learned a lot from him. Like I then became part of Rocker. Mm-hmm. And I learned so much from him. Like we learn from each other. Like from him, I learned so much about social media and mainstream and how to talk to them and big business and all that stuff and other connections. Like he actually opened some really nice connections to me. But again, it was like me wanting to help them and I did. So yeah, I became part of Rocker. And again, like out of abundance, like I was super happy with my old supplement sponsor, Vivo Life. And I actually would love to have stayed there. But then I saw my potential is way bigger if I become part of Rocker, because then I'm part of it and I can help the other athletes mm-hmm. and the development
you
of the product.
Vegan, right?
Yeah.
Like the whole company.
Yeah.
Right? The whole company view.
Exactly.
Or influence them.
And then I became part of Rocker, because for me, it was actually like I saw Rocker and I wasn't vibing with Rocker.
Why?
Because Rocker is really mainstream and it's like all these fake things like, hey, this product, ha ha.
I cannot watch them.
Like I cannot. And now they go back in this direction. I'm like, oh. But I saw him and that Rocker is actually his company. It's his baby. And I saw where it could go and where I could help transform it. Mm-hmm. So I called my good friends at Vivo and they were like, Ferdi, we understand it hurts so much because we love you and what you did for Vivo, but we understand you do it for the bigger picture. And I became part of Rocker and like this was like the lockdown winter where I stayed the entire winter in Berlin and I was like hustling so much for Rocker. Like I chilled with so many of the athletes and I mm-hmm. up-leveled them like crazy with many people that work there, or like this one guy, he does the social media for Rocker. And like him and Julian had like also this relationship where they weren't heart to heart. And I'm like, this is such a powerful, nice guy. And I like met him and we met outside of like these meetings and I trained with him and we ordered food and we opened up. And then like Julian came in this next meeting and me and this guy, we were like high-fiving and having such a nice heart open relationship. I was like, what happened? And then the next meeting was like the three of us training and ordering sushi and being bros. And this was like the most productive meeting, because the stuff at Rocker and all that we can talk actually about in a couple minutes. What was actually important was like opening our hearts and growing our own journey and mirroring that to each other. Mm-hmm. And they're like, actually, when it comes down to it from the heart, they're like such great friends, like the three of us. Like this other guy, I just don't say his name. I don't know if he wants that. But I also hosted him on Mushrooms. And wow, I could see where he was going. But then I didn't have like the capacities to really hold the space for both guys who were like really not happy, like hold all the darkness. Mm-hmm. So I kept rising up Julian. And then I could see him like going a little back, mm-hmm. being caught up in that. And he still has a great place in my heart. And I can see him coming. Like he watches my Insta stories. Mm. Like he's so powerful, baby. Like he's so good at filmmaking. Like he is like so his passion, how he makes it. And I'm so excited when he like wakes up more and becomes part of us and comes out here and is like in our crew. I like, yeah.
And something I will say is that Alina and Julian are really good at being like the mom and dad. Like they made Rocker like such a family vibe. Like I was really impressed with how well they ran the whole thing from what you told me about it, and then meeting them and then understanding how it all goes there. I just think that's cool.
It's super cool. And then it was like the facade to the outside, perfect. But then I entered the picture, and often I was at home with them in the family constellation. And I saw how it was actually.
I know.
And it was like a double life. Mm-hmm. Julian waking up, Alina being so powerful, but really deep in fear-based beliefs. Yeah. They all got triggered, and with Julian waking up, coming to the table, and there was so much friction. And then Julian kept crowing, and Alina didn't transform those beliefs, so she stayed there, and she's so powerful. She's just as powerful as Julian. Mm-hmm. Do you want to hear a prediction? Because I feel like in this podcast, we say everything.
Yeah, do it.
Like, Alina is so powerful, and my prediction is that they... their OT family, because also their kids, they're so awake.
I love them so much.
When they were here, we went with Lily to the waterfall, just with her, and we were like treating her as a woke adult. And by seeing Lily, we were like, whoa, she is awake as fuck. Mm-hmm. And we love their kids so much.
I loved seeing Livy transform on the island from being like kind of this scared girl that didn't want to talk to anyone, and then like at the Asak dance, just walking around everywhere, being such a happy baby.
And the OG family will reunite once Alina like faces really those fear-based beliefs and steps in her power, and they will be such a power couple. Mm. And then like again, like long story short, I was helping, and like all the time, like really, there are countless stories. Here's one that comes to my mind speaking about Alina. On my birthday, I was really sick, and Julian was like, we finally saw where now the big challenge is. It's like he outgrew, quote unquote, Alina, that it wasn't aligned anymore to further his journey. And then he was like, still like, she needs to get it. Ferdi, please come now and talk to her. And I was like, bro, it's my birthday and I'm really sick. And then he was still like, please come. And I, you know, like, this is why it all hurts so much, because why did I come? Like, because I thought he is my bro, you know? Like, I really wanted people finally that have my back. And I was like, I was really sick. It was my birthday. They live far out. I paid the Uber. Yeah, he said like, hey, I will pay it. But the Ferdi back then, no boundaries, anything. I paid the Uber. And then sick on my birthday, I went with Alina in the meditation room. And for like 2-3 hours, I like hosted her like crazy, because she was losing it. She was losing it because he opened up. I want to maybe end the relationship, sleep with other women. And then like I really mirrored all the things to her. And for that moment, she could hold it. But then she like couldn't really like she like I got to her higher self, and she like understood it intellectually. But then she decided to come back and respect the timeline, and it's all perfect. All choices are equally valid, and we see you at your journey. She chose to become back her physical mind and doesn't like get it on a higher level and embody that. But like these things, and she got me flowers that day. That was like really nice.
That's nice. I remember you coming to the park after and hosting a meetup, and I was just like, you are so tired, and like put your head in my lap. Because I was like, you are so exhausted. You need to stop this and actually show up for yourself.
Thank you.
So you learned a lot.
And then, long story short, then like coming out here, and I was like, I realized like then coming to the meetup and how in this time I grew, that people really see me as their mentor, because I have such a strong source connection that I can up level people so much, and then they love making me a little bit their source connection, so I can like channel their higher self. But then this became so training that so many people wanted something from me, and then I hosted another retreat in Portugal where I saw I cannot do it like this anymore. I wake people up too much and they need more embodiment, and too many people want to like make me their daddy and up level them. That the biggest download was, Ferdi, travel alone after Portugal, come to Copenhagen alone. But then he hit me up like, hey, bro, I want to come with you. And then I was like, oh, I want to go alone. And I told him this. And like, he's like, oh, this triggers me so much. But like, please, I really. And I saw the timeline, you know. I knew that he would come out. But I thought it's like a year later. So I was like, wow, he's apparently already there. Mm. But now seeing the timeline, no, he's actually not there in us all together. But it needed to play out the way it did. So I actually took him under my wing again. Came out here with him, supported him, like again, like crazy and everything, like always in all the trips basically he did prior, I always came on his trips. he was like, oh my God, Ferdi, you came and you were like the only person.
You mean even when you weren't there?
When I weren't there.
Yeah.
That I can go to you and you don't judge me. You accept me for who I am and I can tell you everything and you support me and you encourage me to do me and follow my excitement and you talk to me like no one else. Like everyone was like, you cannot do this. You cannot follow your excitement or this is a long journey. I'm like, it can be a long journey or but it can also be fast and you can like really like
okay I really want to just host you now because I feel like you're
just like, should I bring us to an end or
no? I'm gonna keep asking you questions.
No, I mean the story of how we you ask me questions.
Yeah, like I
sorry baby, I'm like this is really
I think you really need to take a deep breath.
Thank you,
because I'm feeling anxiety from you right now.
Yeah, because it's like I love him so
allow
much.
Allow yourself to be hosted in this.
I need to put off my shirt.
Okay. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay. So, back on track with my original hosting. The timeline, you guys, you know, you worked with him at Raqqa, you guys became bros. And then he asked, can I come out to Koh Phangan? This is where the story gets super juicy. So this is where everyone starts paying attention on social media because finally, and I mean, for us, it's like finally Julian's like doing his thing because we could see, like you and I would talk about it and we could see like what was going to happen. He was going to wake up and he was going to step in his power. And on that journey, he needed to go off on his own, have his, you know, his... what is it, hero's journey, where you go off and have all the adventures, wake up, figure out your shit, and then come back. So I forgot that I came to the play party in September. But anyway, so I knew Julian just from the play party, and then you guys came. And the first day that you came here on the island, I saw you guys on the beach. And this is also like interacting with our love story because we weren't dating yet, but we could feel that we were about to date and blah, 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 blah. And Julian knew this and all that. So I met up with you and Julian on the beach. We all hung out. And then pretty much every single day after that, you guys were doing your bro thing where you'd go to the gym, you get coffee, go to the gym, get massages and like listen to Bashar and do all the fun things.
I just want to say one sentence that, yes, I was like hosting him the entire time this week, and looking back, this was like such a bromance this week where it was the first time me and him were having fun. We're wearing like, he allowed this inner kid to come out and he was like allowing me to show him the island. We're like getting coffee, going to the gym. I encouraged him to talk to this woman he found hot. He did. He's like, oh my God, bro. And we're massages, and like it was such a bromance this week.
So that was great. You guys also came to my play party. That was really fun. He had some experiences there with other women and he was like, wow, oh my God, I can do it. I can do everything I want. And we're like, yes, we were trying to tell you this the whole time. And then like, basically where does it turn? Like in what, like, oh, and then him and I hosted him on mushrooms. So do you want to say anything more about that before I talk about me hosting him on mushrooms?
You talk about it.
So then basically, he got to the point where he woke up. He was like his inner kid. And then I felt like, now at this point, he was like, I don't know what to do next. Like, I need to drop into my body more and integrate this. So like embodiment. And also, he had this looming question of, what do I do with Alina? Like, I love Alina. She's such a big part of me. I love our kids. I love our life. But actually, I don't love our life. That's the point. I love her, but I don't love the way in which we are living right now. And so I don't remember if you suggested it or I suggested it, but somehow I ended up starting to host him on mushrooms.
That was his intuition. Like, he wanted it.
So Julian asked me.
And I was like, wow, you actually have boundaries because, this is a great energy I give him. He has a good price. I'm like, oh, wow, yeah.
Yeah, I asked him for money because I've already done the whole timeline where I've hosted so many people, babe, helped them wake up and drop in their bodies. And then I'm over here like drained and... Boundaries are everything. So anyways, I love Julian. I was super excited to host him. And also I asked him for an energy exchange. He came here to the collective. We had a beautiful day together. Remember in the beginning, he got a pot and a spoon. And he was like, we put on like ayahuasca music. And he was like calling in the ayahuasca spirit. And I was like actually getting the ayahuasca spirit. It was too high and I couldn't host him. And I had to call you. I was like, so Faraday wasn't here, but he was on call in case we needed anything. And then I had such a beautiful day hosting him. And we like we just, I don't want to talk about any specifics because that's his journey. And I feel like that's his private thing. And I protect that with everyone that I host. But I will say that he really opened his heart. And like the download he had at the end of the day was, I love Alina. I want Alina to come to the island. And so then Faraday, you came over with food and we all got cozy together and you guys were talking. And then Julian asked me like, so what should I do next? I'm like, call her. Why don't you tell her right now? Why are you waiting until tomorrow? Call her right now. And we even have a photo of him like on the phone with Alina and me like rubbing his back for like moral support. Mm-hmm. And then Alina's just freaking out on the phone like, fear, 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 fear. And he's like, Alina, I love you. Come to the island. Bring the kids. Let's do this. And so she comes to the island and I meet her and the kids the first day. We all hang out on the beach together. And she pulls me aside and was just like so much dumping all of her fear-based stuff on me. And I remember thinking, I didn't even get asked if I wanted to do this. I was like, actually, I had to call Alina out because I felt like she was just like treating me as if she treated you, which is like no boundaries and you're just here to help me and I'm this celebrity person. And I don't know if this is how she treats her friends because I didn't feel like, all I know is my friends do not treat me that way. She never asked me how I was doing. She never wanted to host me. It was all about her. And asking me to help her get set up on the island. And I remember finally messaging her and saying in a nice voice message, I do not feel that this is balanced and doesn't feel good in my body what you're doing. And I, like, if you want to be my friend, let's be friends. But like, you didn't ask me to coach you or host you or anything. And this is not who I am. But I do love Alina and I feel that she's awesome. And I feel like when she allows herself to step into her full power, like, wow, that woman, she can move mountains. And right now she's so in her fear and I know what that feels like because I have been in that in the past. And then I look at the kids and like, those little girls are becoming little mimic copies of her. And this is why I wanted to hang out with Lily on our own. So we picked up the older one and like went on adventures together. And I love Lily. She is a little alien child. So they were here on the island together, all of them. And then it got to the point where I think, did Julian tell her to leave? I can't remember how it ended up working out.
I mean, all what you said, amazing. And there are like actually so many things to talk about.
I know, there's so many things we could say.
And it's like such good content because it's so engaging and so much to unpack, to learn from.
Do you want to comment on any of it?
Maybe then, but then it's like, I feel like we talk about the essentials today.
Yeah.
Because if I start now, I don't end. And I love to like give this all justice in maybe future podcasts. Like the thing is like, we see the timeline, you know, we see where Julian gets it.
I feel like they're Julian, Alina and the kids are like, in our soul.
It's the knowingness, like we know. And it's like we respect the timeline and now is the time that we like tell our side of the story. But just that, you know, this is like, just like the summarize. And I'm so excited to unpack all these things one by one. Mm-hmm. Like, for example, the Blay party. It was like there's so much that came up for Julian and like so many things, so many fun things. Oh, the one
that he did here without Alina.
Yeah. So many fun things, so many...
But that's also his story. Like,
yeah.
I want to talk about how it interacted with us, not us really, his journey and his story.
Yeah. Yes.
So, but in order to
she
get...
She left, I think she even came back. I don't know. But yeah, like, it's just like she couldn't really transform her fear-based beliefs. That is what it was. So they kept being there. And then she tried to come from every angle. But no, there's your fear-based beliefs. That's in a way you got to transform it.
But I remember there was even a point here where they were thinking to move here. And like the kids were like looking at schools here. And I was so excited for the kids to be raised here.
I always saw like her fear-based belief is still there. She tries to find things. It was still her physical mind. If I come here and this and that and that, but no, I'm not okay with this and this. I need you. Like, it was all about him instead of like seeing
her.
I don't love
power.
Myself. Yeah. I don't love myself. I get everything out of him. So, yeah.
So she left the island, took the kids, and then he ended up going back there to Berlin and then coming back and getting with, what's her face? Kate?
Yeah.
Can I just say the story of how they actually met?
Yeah.
Because, so we were all at Zantiva, the gym here, which has like a outdoor sauna and ice bath. And I don't remember why I didn't get in the sauna with you guys. Maybe it was too full or something, or I went in a different sauna. I don't remember. And I just remember this Russian girl came up and she was flirting with you. And then you come out of the sauna and you're like, don't worry, Brittany. I wasn't actually flirting with her. I invited her to our play party that we're going to host soon. And I introduced her to Julian. And I think maybe they will get together. It was just so funny because she wasn't really even interested in Julian at first, right? Like, I just want to make this actually real. Is that correct?
That is correct.
And then she found out he had money and then everything changed, right?
That is correct.
Okay. So yeah, I just thought that was really funny that like she was hitting on you at first, which I mean, I get. And then we kind of, so basically we went into our love bubble. Julian went back to Berlin, came back to the island. We were in our love bubble. Like Julian was like, you guys don't hang out with me anymore. My bromance with Faraday is gone.
He was like jealous of you because I was then now putting all my energy into you.
Mm-hmm.
And then like
into us, our relationship.
Yeah, into us. And
I will say that there was a couple of times where he really helped in our relationship in the sense that I was freaking out. He was like the only person that was like mature enough that knew you really well that I could talk to. And for me, that was really nice at the time. And then things that I didn't know later, but that he was actually talking shit on our relationship with you, right?
Yeah, it was that he was like jealous of, I was, you know, putting all my energy into him and then all my energy into us. And then he was like in this joking way, was also something I slowly mirrored him, because by us coming together, I really allowed myself to step into my power, because before with him, I was making myself small. Like he actually never saw me in my power, because I always made myself small, because otherwise it wouldn't resonate, and or his ego would get in the way and he would feel threatened by how powerful I actually am. Mm-hmm. So I always made myself like smaller by like taking all the dumb jokes about me, haha, I'm so gay, haha, I did this, haha, yeah, I'm this, I'm Ferdi, come on, like, talk shit about me, and it's a joke, and I take the hit, I take the L, because I knew this is how he stays open, so I can continue to, like, awaken him.
That's not
but
nice for you.
It never felt good in my body, and then I slowly mirrored it more to him.
And remember, you told him straight up, like, I don't want to make fun of each other anymore, we don't have to do that.
Yeah. Yeah, because I like our entire relationship, I kept like triggering him, but I always stayed at a level where it can soak in and he can look at it and transform it and rise and grow. And then like he was making like these jokes, but again, like he was meaning them, like, like this relationship will fail. Like,
do you think he actually meant them?
No, like because he was like jealous of you because you got all my energy and he saw how powerful we actually are. And it's like, wow, just come back here, Ferdi, because it feels so good how you host me. I don't understand it maybe what hosting actually is and how much you show up for me. But I love, like, baby, this is what I could talk a lot now, how I host. Like, for example, just this week, you know, 24/7 I was hosting him, like all my energy, and like in the point that he doesn't actually know that I'm doing all of this, but this is all I'm doing. Like, we go to a massage place, I'm like, hey, bro, take one.
About the first week that he was here with you,
like massage, I'm like, I always channeled what he needs. Like, I didn't follow, like my excitement was to host him and whatever he needs, and he was like tired, so he, like, massages every day. I didn't want to go to a massage every day, but he needed it. And then giving him one ear pod and then putting exactly the Bashar nuggets he needed, but then, okay, this was enough, he needs to digest it. We play something funny, like a reaction video about Kollega in German rap, and then, ooh, this song, I know this song will hit this spot, and then...
You just take a responsibility that you wanted to do all of those things.
Yeah, yeah, but I'm saying this just to paint a picture of this was what he was used to, and all of a sudden, my energy, like, we took the MDMA together, our MDMA trip, and then I was all you, and then he was alone. But this was also the best, this was the best whatever happened for both of us, because then daddy was gone, and this was so important, because I'm not his source connection, his own flow, his own excitement, then he actually dared, I made him comfortable enough, like, here, you have your scooter, your gym, you can flow, like, yeah, talk to a woman, talk to her, and then he started, and then he was like, and then we did like voice messages a lot. We didn't see each other much, but voice messages was like, oh my God, Ferdi, like this day I was following my excitement. I met her there and I did rapé at the gym, and she looked at me and she was like, can you teach me? And I took her to my hotel room and we took rapé and we made love, and Ferdi, oh my God, I flowed there. And I was like, yes. And I knew that's exactly what he needed, like perfect synchronicity. Mm-hmm. So our relationship was still great. But then we really went into our love bubble. Like I didn't like spend time with anyone basically. Mm-hmm. So I was just like out, and then it like took a turn.
So what happened? I mean, this is the thing that everyone wants to know. It's like you guys were best bros and then suddenly not. Like even our closest friends were like, what's going on? And I didn't really understand. I don't know if we both understood, but now looking back, what happened?
Okay, what happened? It's really simple actually. That's how I got into him, because he was heart open and there was no ego. There was no, you know, all this old world shit of men competing with each other. There was nothing of that, because for him, I was back then like also the crazy Ferdi. Like he was like one thing he was ever saying, like, Ferdi, I never want to become like you. Like you're crazy. Like and I was like, no, you will always become like yourself. You will not never become like me. Mm-hmm. So he, for him, I was like out of his competition game, because he was also playing the social media game. But then he entered like my world of like, I'm also waking up, I'm like spiritual, I'm actually embodying myself, like all this is like, welcome to our game. Mm-hmm. And then who am I? I'm a concurrent, if that is the word, like a competition. Mm-hmm. Concurrent? No, concurrent in German. I'm a competition. And
like someone on the same level.
Yeah. And like, you know, it sounds so dumb that, I mean, what is dumb, but it's like, and this is what triggered him like crazy, that like, you know, I have a higher frequency than you, you know, and it's like this many things like, oh, this is a value judgment, he's better or anything, and there's like nothing of that, and he hated that, and then he really, you know, was like, this is not true, there is no higher frequency or lower frequency, no one knows what happens next day, you don't also know, you're not better. I'm like, no, I'm not better, but bro, I just like really woke up and I see the structure of existence, and there is no value judgment anything. Like Bashar embodies a way higher frequency than me, and he's not better or anything, because okay, I don't want to be a Sasani right now.
Can I say something here,
please? Because I don't know how to say that without triggering people.
Because I did, okay, spoiler, I did talk to Julian recently, like in person, we met up, and I asked him straight up, like, what happened from his opinion? And he said to me, he's like, I viewed Faraday, like, as my mentor, as, like, anything that Faraday said is, like, God, like, you know, as if it came from God. And then he got to a point where he felt like he could wake up, and he was awake enough to make his own decisions and follow his intuition. Great. And then he felt like...
what I always taught him.
Yes. And this is great. This is what we want. It's amazing. I was always like,
don't follow me, follow yourself.
Yes. And then at the same time, he felt... I'll just want to speak for Julian right now, and then you can say whatever you want to say. But I, from Julian's opinion, from what he spoke to me about, was he felt like he was wanting to have a bro where he could talk about things heart to heart and be hosted, where he could follow through on his process and figure it out for himself. And he felt like he would bring up something that was going on for him, and you would cut right in and start saying a Bashar quote, or, hey, this is what you should do, I know what you should do. And he wanted to have his own process. Like, this is how I am sometimes with you. Like, I'm like, dude, I can figure it out myself. It's nice to be hosted in this. Let me get to the point. And even if you already know it, let me get to it on my own, because I want to have that process and that growth. And he felt like he couldn't do that with you anymore, because you still wanted to be in the role of mentor. And in this time period, he really wanted to be in his power of being able to figure it out for himself.
Yes.
What do you think about that?
Here, this is beautifully said, and I want to add my perspective to that, which is exactly what it was, because he then really stepped in his power, followed his joy and everything, and then it was not aligned with me anymore, because my challenges and where I was at was so different than where he was at, because he was still so excited to have a lot of sexual experience, and there doesn't need to be a connection, like it can be a prostitute, and I want to try all the things. And I was like, great, if that is your excitement, I respect the timeline. But I so often and so triggered him by actually speaking to his higher self. I'm like, bro, this is all great, and then already gave him the sneak peek. Please let me say that.
Yeah, okay.
You wanna have then a point where you want to have only sex with connection, and where you want to have like a bae, and like, and his higher self heard it, but then he wanted, like, his physical mind still wanted to play out all the things, and it's important because I did that too, but we weren't aligned anymore because what he was saying, I already did that, and you activated so much everything in me that the things he was saying wasn't feeling good in my body, like the things he wanted to do and stuff, and I already just, I couldn't help him, but already telling him what's around the corner, and he didn't want to hear that. He wanted to have his process, and yeah, we both wanted a bro. He wanted a bro where he was at, and I wasn't there anymore, and I wanted a bro, like, I wanted him to be his higher self, and I kind of wanted him to skip his journey, which was, again, my physical mind, because I love when we're bros, like, why don't you already this God, bro, where you, like, did all this, and we have the same challenges there, and so it wasn't aligned anymore, and that's beautiful to acknowledge, and that's what I also, like, saw. But then we can, like, separate with love, that, like, you are there, I'm here, we're having each other's back, and you have bros around you where you can talk about this and la-la-la and do all this, and I'm here having bros, and we know we have each other's back. Like, this is what I wanted. But then he could feel this, that I'm, like, talking to his higher self, activating him, and he wanted this process, so he just wanted me out of his life, out. And then instead of, like, because I would, if we would have the conversation, I would be like, bro, I fully understand. I'm not going to activate you and tell you, like, what my higher self would say to that. I would just listen, honor your journey, be like, I'm so happy that you're your authentic self, following your joy. I never judged him, like, never. Like, I encouraged him even to go, like, to prostitutes and do this because I could feel this is what he wants there. So I could be like,
hey. Hold on. I need to say something. You didn't say that out of the blue. He actually wanted to do that, and you were, like, supporting him. Right?
Yeah.
You weren't like, go sleep with a prostitute.
Of course not.
Listening out of context, people are going to hear this and be like, what the fuck?
No, but I was like, I was never judging him. And I was
if
like,
he wanted to do that, you were like, have your process.
And hosting him so much, like in Bangkok, he went to a lot of prostitutes. And I was like, then hosting him by like, yeah, tell me all about it, that he doesn't feel bad because he already felt bad. And then like, bro, it's okay. And then, but I always like showed him the bigger picture of like, you want to do this because 18 years you were in this relationship. So try all the things to see there's not where it's at, the real love. But then we come full circle to this. But it's so nice to play out the timeline in a nice way where it's like all.
Okay, I need to take back control.
Okay, thank you, baby.
So the lawyer in me is like, I hear you because I also heard all of those stories about him sleeping with prostitutes and all the things. And also I was like, dude, you know that this is not going to be where you actually want to end up. But if you want to have that process, you need to go through it in order to understand what you prefer and what you don't prefer. And I understand all of that. The investigator part of me is when you guys actually disconnected, he was already in a relationship with Kate. So is he still doing the thing where he was treating women not very nicely? Or was he already in the love bubble with her? Because from what I remember,
he was already both. Like they were, it was like dating.
Because I need to clarify. You were saying I didn't want to host him in the way that he was treating women and the way that he was living his life and da da da. But in that moment, he wasn't. I don't feel like he was doing that. Was he? Was he still treating women really poorly?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's why I think it's important to say that.
Yeah, and because and you made it like so clear how not good this is and doesn't feel good in my body.
What was he doing?
Yeah, I mean, like, I don't want to talk shit about him. Like, and the thing is
that I want to know what he did.
But the important thing is that he's not dead anymore. Like, he, like, how we all do things, did things we're not proud of, and then we learn from them. So the Julian now, maybe listening to this, he's not dead anymore.
I want to know.
Yeah, but there are like so many things I can say.
I'm talking about in the moment that you guys disconnected. What was he doing that you were like, I don't want to host this anymore? That's what I think is important to share.
Like details?
Okay. Give me something. Because okay. All like of this sounds super vague. Because
driving to the other side of the
some
island.
Some of this you don't even tell me that. Okay. I don't know.
Where they're like driving to the other. Like they're like here on island, there are only some prostitutes, you know?
So this is why he was still in the beginning of dating Kate.
Yeah.
So tell me.
Yeah. Like, first of all, I never heard something that was like really fucked up, you know, like I never heard a real story where he was like really harassing
or abusing.
Like I never heard that. And it's like, you know, when prostitutes, is like when they agree, they like, you know, get paid for it. It's like their free will and choice. It's just like, it didn't feel good in my body. For example, one story that comes to my mind how we were like, okay, I want it like all. So he like, and he has so much money. So he like bought 3 prostitutes and bought like rented a hotel room. And then he was like, keep giving him money to do like all kinds of weird, I mean, what is weird, but all kinds of fantasies. Like, I first want to fuck you and you and you, and I want to come on your face and all your, and like this and that, and all like all the things in his fantasy. And then like he like, and then I could hear it through, like he was then like at the end, you know, like after he came, he could see it in them that like they not actually was not the highest excitement, but like for
it's
the money,
it's not empowering.
Yeah, it's not empowering at all. It's like all these things we learn from porn, so we wanna do that. And then once you come, you realize it's like, ah, now I've done it, I actually am good, like this gives me no love or anything. Like this is just one story, but they're like endless, like I could go on now forever.
Okay, so just so people understand the vibe, he was dating Kate on social media, they were in the super big love bubble, but he actually was still playing out this other timeline of fucking women and not being very nice.
And then even once he was with her, he was like not protecting Kate's heart and being with other women. And Kate, like, if I channel that, Kate let that do because...
Wait, no, you need to be very specific on what you're talking about here, because I don't even understand what you're saying.
Okay. That even when him and Kate came together, of what I know, he like still was like... open and all, you know, usually when you really love someone, you get in a love bubble and you protect each other's heart. But there was already something out of balance because my energy was really clear that Kate was like a big plus, like he has a lot of money, so he pays for things. And then he felt like, I pay for things so I can like sleep with other women, because he still didn't want to feel boxed in. So he wasn't protecting her heart and slept with other women. And I don't know if Kate actually wants to do anal and stuff, or like, because he were like his energy, there's still like this old world shit in him, and it's like, who wants to get out? Like, I need to fuck you in your ass. And Kate like, yeah, fuck me in my ass. Yeah. And then he's like, oh, now I talk on the podcast about it. I fucked your ass. You loved it, right? I'm so impressing now other people what I do sexually. And like, respect the timeline. It was just like, it didn't feel good in my body anymore. I didn't want to host him. I actually want to like put him on the next level. Like, bro, this is like you've done this now enough, like your soul is starving. But then it was triggering him too much, so he like just wanted to push me away, like, let me have my process now, I want to eat meat again and everything and all the things and be crazy and just like to experience it all, to see who he's not, to actually find him mm-hmm. experientially. But I just like didn't want to be around. Instead of like separating with love, he just like cut me out in a not nice way by saying also not nice things and screaming at me.
So let's talk about that. It's about the phone call where you guys last spoke. What actually happened there? I want to break that down.
Mm-hmm. So we were already in Munich.
So we had flown to Germany. We were staying at your family's house.
And he was still in Kubangan. And I was worried about him because I was actually checking in. I was actually a friend. You know, most people and his crew also back then around, like they don't have his back. They're like there for the good times and getting a rise out of it. And it's like, yeah, they have a great time, but they don't actually have his back. Like, I had his back. And I was, like, checking in, like, multiple times because I was worried about him. Because here's something I want to say. What happened this winter also to us when we entered, like, this love bubble and also took some psychedelics, like, you are, like, for me, the strongest psychedelic. And I raised my frequency in a short time like never before. And it got really ungrounding where I, like, some moments almost were peacing out.
Yeah, so basically the island here is, one, it's an island. Two, it's completely unplugged from the matrix of like any modern society of how we structure our reality. And you're just like on this paradise island where every single day looks the same. And you take psychedelics on top of that. And I have hosted many, many friends. Some have died where they go into a psychosis. Many of them end up going to a psych ward, going home. And we actually have a term for it on the island. It's called getting lost in the sauce. So basically you're partying a lot, you're taking a lot of drugs, and you don't know what day it is or what's up and down. And you're just kind of like, you're getting too loopy and not grounded in this reality anymore. And for us, we weren't doing that, but we were in our love bubble taking psychedelics on our own. And we were already tapping into those timelines where it was like, we were almost losing our touch with this reality. And so we stopped psychedelics. which I'm very grateful for, or we slowed them down and like stopped them and really checked in and like tried one by one to see if we wanted to keep doing them, and it keeps being like, nope, this is actually too much. But during that time period, Julian was doing this a lot. Like, there's my favorite place in the whole world is the Bays, we call it, which is like Wainom, and just a beautiful part of the island where it takes, you have to drive a half an hour from where we normally live, take a boat, and then you're just locked in this part of like a couple beaches that you can walk in between. And on the weekends, it's a constant party, like one party every day. So you can just stay in a bungalow there. And most of my friends, me included, have done this, where we've spent a lot of weekends there where we're just lost in the sauce. We're just partying. We don't know what day it is. We're all just wearing glitter and bikinis and then a lot of times naked and just dancing and having the best time ever. And Julian was in this bubble for a long time when him and Kate first got together. And this is what started showing on social media. So when we were in Germany, we started losing touch with how Julian actually was in real life, because we couldn't see him and like feel his vibration. And then he finally started posting on social media, but a lot of it was this getting lost in the sauce of him just like on drugs and over there in the Bays, like partying a lot. And so you were checking in with him, because even for me, I was like, is he okay? Because I've had so many friends actually go into a psychosis that I don't take these things lightly. I take it very seriously. When I care about someone, I check on them. And I've had a couple times where I actually had to step in with friends and tell them, I love you. You are fully in your power. You're doing your thing. And also, I'm worried about you. Like, this is a normal thing if you care about someone to show up and say, maybe this is a little too much, or just check in. Okay, your turn now.
But before this phone call, the Bild article came out. It's like one of the biggest newspapers in Germany, and it reaches like really mainstream.
So at this point, we were in Turkey.
In Turkey.
We so woke happy up.
That we were in Akiyaka, where no one was around.
Because, oh yeah, so this was before we went to Germany.
Yeah, because this is when I became like, in German we call it der Sündenbock, like the
scapegoat.
Mm-hmm. And okay. I don't actually know if this is true. So I don't want to, I give him the benefit of the doubt, Julian.
But tell people your intuition.
But like, he is connected to who works at Bild. And I think he triggered this article. Like, I remember like we chatted before and he's like, just trust me. And how he messaged was already like, I was worried about him, because it didn't, like, it was so cryptic. Like, he didn't give me the feeling, like, because I was like checking in. And he was never like, bro, I'm actually okay. I'm making sense. Because it's all about how much consciousness can we hold in our body. And when you raise your frequency and maybe smoke weed every day and be already in Kopangan, maybe you cannot hold it then. And you like become a bit crazy and cannot actually hold it. And I was like worried that he is there. And like what he gave back to me, the little messages were like, I was like worried and worried. And then there was something in it that like I bland this out. Something is coming out. And then it was this article. So I don't know as a fact, but I think he like triggered this article. Mm-hmm. This article put like all the shit on me. Like, yeah, he is crazy, but I like created a cult and I clouded him and I gave him all the drugs and like really, and then my story views got like up to 60,000 and people were hating me so much and were hating you so much and so many nasty things and how dare I destroy a family and making him crazy and giving him all the drugs and so much.
Yeah, it was basically like the story was Faraday brought him out, Julian out to Kopanyang, gave him a bunch of drugs. He woke up and was like left his family. And so like everyone's like, oh, if you listen to Faraday, suddenly you're going to like wake up and take a bunch of drugs and go crazy and lose your family. Like this was like the mainstream media was just like, Faraday is the devil and like...
And I'm like, I'm so good. Like, I can hold it. That's why this happened in my timeline. Like, give me all the hate. I was like, yes, I reach a lot of people. So I made a lot of German podcasts because, like, they get like...
Pause. I want to honor and acknowledge that, yes, you are so powerful and that you could hold it and you allowed it to happen in your timeline. And also, can you please actually be real about how it felt in your body? Because I was there, I saw it.
Yeah, not good. Like, it was like, I was like, you know, I love being so heart open, you know? And then I really, when I like did my DMs, I had to go out of our home been and like when I went into my, because I knew I could use this all reach, because they're all like lost people is searching for guidance, like what does he actually mean for good, that they understand more, you know? So I knew I'm using this to wake them up, so I go in my DMs. But then I really had to like close my heart, like put a lot of protection on me to like, because it was like, because like there are so many like German, there are like so many smart people who are powerful as fuck, and I trigger them like crazy, and they want to wake up, so they find like really hurtful ways, you know, really hurtful ways, in so many different creative ways, and just going through thousands and thousands of DMs like that. And also like I didn't go through all of them, like I immediately like this frequency, and but like just knowing there's like so much hate coming my way, like yeah, it like it didn't feel good at all.
And then also that Raka messaged you and was basically like, we're not going to work with you anymore.
And, like, and that's what I want to say now. Like, first of all, yes, I then, being my higher self, okay, I reach a lot of people, Ferdi, it's go mode. Almost a podcast every single day that got like over 30,000 views, mm-hmm. and talking really simple, like drugs aside, everything, this is actually my message. This is what, and like, and
why,
like,
did you say drugs aside?
Yeah, like all these things aside, like, like they won't like talk about drugs. Like, it's like not about drugs at all. It's like, here is what
I'm. What I find funny is we were actually sober at the time. Yeah. We weren't taking drugs.
And just like taking the universal message, telling them to babies. That's what I was mm-hmm. doing. And like, then getting so many DMs, like, that's why I did it. Getting so many DMs of people who are like, Ferdi, wow, I found you through this. I was like, what is this all? I listened to your podcast. You make so much sense. You mm-hmm. introduced me Bashar. Like, they're also taking the easiest Bashar nuggets. Mm-hmm. And, like, all this, like, really to, like, babies. And, like, because, like, yeah, anyways.
And then?
And this was, like, great. But then, of, like, all the hate, how people, like, creating, like, so much shit, for example. Like, yeah, Rocker immediately fired me, and then like the police and people suing me, and even suing my friends, and lawsuits, and like so many nasty things I don't want to get into, where that's why I don't want to reach mainstream. I want to be my authentic self, because then mainstream doesn't resonate with me and they just stay away. They're like, he's crazy, and they don't listen. And then the people that resonate and that want to be uplifted.
Yeah.
Yeah. But they were like, I was like, because so many people loved Julian like so much, like he created an illusion. Like, here's this mask. We are this perfect couple. We have the kids. And if you do your job and do all this, you can be happy. You can have this car and a villa and a company. And I'm happy. And they're like, they so bored in this illusion. This was like their source connection, a fake source connection.
Their daddy.
Yeah. And then I like destroyed their daddy. And this like, they like threats, like some people like death threats, like things about you, where like, like, you know, I can take all the hate, but when they say something about my baby, like how they want to hurt you, you know, it was like, and then, like, this is what was like so hurtful, and then like also my family of like being clouded by that shit and being so like so in like turning my back all on me, and it's like, and then like, and then like I thought like, he has my back, you know, I thought, because he always said like, bro, I have your back, like always, if you need 20,000, like I'm here, and I really believed him, you know. And then he you know, we had a call, he screamed at me and he ghosted me, and that's it. And this
why
was,
why did he scream at you?
And then like we came to Munich, and I kept checking in with him. And then he's like, yeah, let's call. And then, because I knew, like, he was, like, also taking, like, a lot of drugs. I think he was, like, smoking weed every day. And I know how, when you're awake, how it gets you in template reality and it's not crowning. And I knew he has no one around that really checks in, because they were all, like, rising up, like, sucking off him, like, yeah, create more of this. And, like, because he was, like, so triggered by me that I want to, like, he thought, like, I want to, like, control him and not trust him. Like, yes, but I'm, like, an actual friend. Like, I'm checking in. I trust you fully, but I'm checking in. Like, this is what friends are doing, and like having people around you just like suck off you and cannot hold you. Like, he didn't have anyone that can hold him. And then like he just looked for something that he can scream at me, hang up the phone and ghost me. So the first thing I said, he took that. I was like checking in and asking him like, hey, like how many, like what drugs do you take? And it's like such a normal thing. Like, we so often talk about drugs and he knows me. Like, us talking about anything is
we don't judge when people.
Yeah, it's the most normal thing. And like, yeah bro, I took a lot of drugs and this and that, and it's like so normal. But then like, yeah, I got on croning with that, and like checking in. I was checking in, and then like he's so freaked out then. And I was like, on the one side, I was like, wow, he actually is really awake now. What the things he's saying, he's actually getting it. But the way how he said it, he screamed at me and he was like, and now Ferdi, you, and you're not doubting me, and you kept like trying to manipulate me and push me in other directions and control me, and now you like, and then she just hang up. And then I was like so hurt. And the next day I sent him a voice message. I'm like, bro, I was so excited for the moment when you're really speaking like I do, like really awaken, and then we can be friends and I got you back. And then he was speaking like that, but then like turning on me, and just because what it was, he was afraid of me because I fully stepped in my power with you. He was afraid of us, that I like I'm like, you know, his ego or whatever, that he just wanted to cut me out instead of like, hey, I want to have my process. You're not like being like mirroring me right now, great, because he thinks I want to play out and they don't maybe feel good in your body or you're on a different but journey. We can just like separate with, but he like didn't do that. He like took the quick way out, which is like, so like, it's like ghosting someone. And then I was like on the other side, how this feels. And this was like, I'm thankful because now I know how this feels when someone you think has your back, all of a sudden turns on you and ghosts you. And I was like, Ferdi, I'm never going to do this to anyone. And actually over the course now, I sent so many voice messages to people like cleaning up. Like, hey, I didn't communicate this good back then and was emotionally unavailable all of a sudden. I never want to do this to anyone.
I also want to say that... How do you feel right now?
It's like this podcast, you know, it's like so emotional that I'm so excited we're doing it. I'm so excited we're doing it. I just like want to... It's out, kind of. And like, because I see the timeline. I see where we're like... friends vibing, but this like quote unquote needs to be done, and like I'm enjoying it. It's just like really emotional for me because they like a lot of loaded emotions where like my physical, like I'm a lot my higher self right now because my physical mind wants to come a lot out, like, and like bro, like what the fuck, you know, like what the fuck, like I thought you have my back, I thought you're there, like, I actually believed it, and I know that he's my soul family, and it's like, and then like turning on me and saying like, I did da da da, which is obviously, this is so, it feels so gross. It's like when someone of your brother, someone you love is really turning on you. And I would love to, if I would have done something, I would do anything. I would clean up anything. I would show up. But there was nothing I've done wrong. He just wanted to run away from me. Mm-hmm. Instead of like separating with love because you're so powerful and make things obvious and I want to have my process. So I separate with love. I'm like, cool. Like doing that is like, it's like so hurtful, you know, because like I haven't met so many yet in my soul family. And then when they're just like, and you know that he is my brother, like I cannot, like I was like for a while, like fuck him. Like whenever he comes, I'm like, fuck you. But this is my physical mind. I know he's my brother. I know we are best friends. And I could see this sometimes when we are talking, wow. And then it's like sometimes tiring to be so alone with your higher self and not speak the real story out to people. And like, you know, over like this whole time I got so many DMs and people like, oh, I don't know, like what he's saying is actually like it is true, but it doesn't feel so good in my body. What do you say to it? For so long I thought you were the crazy one, but now I was like, what he's saying is, and the thing is like a lot of the things he's saying on like his social media, it's like straight from source. He is awakened. Wow. But the way often he's saying it, and not always. Some things I was like, this is amazing. But some things, how he's saying it, I'm like...
It's the energy, not of love, but of something else.
Yeah. And then, but saying like, love is the answer. But actually taking other people and like saying, all like exposing them, you know, in this way, like instead of like rising up together, mm-hmm. instead of like, hey, bro, like helping them offline, let's rise up together. Like, so using social media to... talk shit in an awakened way, and this is like really powerful, but it's like dark magic. Mm-hmm. It's like how I could like make these, like this video I made about Julian, this was dark magic, and if I would have put this out, I would have got so much love and everything, but I was like,
do you want to put it out?
No, and maybe like I want to show it to him.
Sometimes I want to put it out.
Yeah, but it's like,
you don't realize how upset I am about this. Like I'm staying so calm right now, but I'm like, The thing is Julian is actually a genius in his marketing and in the way that he presents himself to mainstream. This is what he did with Rocca. Like, he is a genius and I totally honor that. And also I feel like this is how I feel like it played out. I feel like he woke up for many, many months. You were like, Julian, let's make a podcast together. And he was like, I don't want to make a podcast. I don't want anything on social media. Don't put me online. I don't want anyone to know, because he didn't know how yet to present himself to the mainstream. And then I feel like he got with Kate. He felt that 3D, like, I have a woman now who supports me and who I am. And then also taking a lot of psychedelics, smoking a lot of weed, which can become a psychedelic if you take it a lot, especially on this island.
Which is a psychedelic.
It is a psychedelic. And he got to the point where he felt bold enough to present himself to the mainstream society. And I feel like, in a way, he doesn't know exactly how it's all going to play out, but I feel like he planned a lot of this. And he let you in the pawn in the chess game of all of this. He let you get like thrown to the side because he was like, oh, Faraday will always be okay. He'll always love me. Blah, blah, blah. Faraday, he knows that you always have his back, because if you had crushed him in the beginning, it would have fucked with everything he did for the whole rest of the year. But he knew, he was smart enough to know that you wouldn't lower yourself to play that game. And so he fucked you. And I want to share, I think it's really important to speak out some of the things that were the cause of this. Like, you lost the Rocca sponsorship. A lot of people thought you were crazy. Mainstream media is like...
And like the supplement sponsor was like my biggest income source. And then other supplement companies didn't want to work with me.
Yeah, they don't work with you.
Other companies like stopped working with me.
Suddenly you were like, in English we say tainted. Like, there was a mark on you.
And all the hate, like people suing me and people like all their like this mob mentality because of like so much mm-hmm. hate, and like so many of my posts got taken down and then Instagram shadow banning me and mm-hmm. my reach greatly diminished.
And talk about the police stuff.
Yeah, it was like, you know, like my German vlogs, it's just like I am my inner child and we're just like dumb as fuck in the nicest way. And of course it's not politically correct in the nicest way, but then you can find all the things and then a lawsuit about this and then even a friend of mine, a close one, getting a lawsuit about this, and then I did less and less, and now like don't do German blogs anymore because like then I had to be so careful of what I'm saying, but then it's like a filter and just like everything so under the microscope, and it was like other things, like I don't want to say them right now because it's like but like a lot of shit came my way.
Why don't you want to say it?
Because it's like, if it's also like, if I believe it, it's true, and it's like, it's not true. Like some people creating like the illusion of power, and like, but it's like, yeah, anyways, let's not talk about it.
I feel like the things that hurt you the most was Julian ghosting you and then the stuff with your family, like your family getting caught up in the fear and turning their backs on you for a while. I feel like that was the hardest.
Yeah. Because like, I again, like this hate, all fuck that shit. But like when friends of mine get sued, when you get threatened, when like my family gets clouded, and when someone who is my soul family, who I love to death and like would jump a bullet, just like fucking, what do the rappers call it? Snitches on me, like backstabs me. It's
snitches
like,
when you tell someone.
Okay.
No, they backstab you.
Backstab.
So... it's just like, what do we say? So basically,
and like even in this phase, I was so my higher self. I had this back. I was like on one podcast with another social media person, Open Mind, and I had his back so much, and I hardly talked about him. I just used it to wake people up, and he was like, oh, take more about the specific. I'm like, no, I don't want to talk about this. I kept having his back. Competition of Julian reached out to me for help, and I wasn't helping them.
What do you mean?
Like people who wanted to turn on him wanted to have help on me to like, because like, you know, I can awaken them and what they can say and everything. Like I didn't want to do that.
Wait. So competitors of him, people that hate him, they came to you to see if you could do what?
Yeah, like how I was his mentor, kind of like being their mentor to, because he, what he said to mainstream is like, oh shit, it's actually awakened stuff. So I don't know what to say against it, you know? And then, like, fairly, and then, but no, then I didn't want to, like, backfire with, like, wokeness. So I just was like, no.
So they wanted you to be their mentor, but the energy was to get back at Julian.
Yeah.
And so you said no.
Whew. But then, like, I helped them privately. Like, again, I kept being my highest self. And this is just who I am. Like, I'm so awake that I don't go back. Like, I don't want to be my physical dum-dum anymore. I blade it all out. I keep going forward, being my higher self. And it's, again, seeing the positive in anything. And it's, like, I'm overall, like, I'm so grateful for all of this. I grew so much. I've proven to myself how proud I am to be who I am and choose, like, the quote-unquote right thing, like, being my higher self.
Mm-hmm.
No right or wrong, but like this is who I am. And also like seeing the positive in anything, like the people that came to me, how I help people now offline who are like part of this or got triggered by that, I help them now
mm-hmm.
offline.
So what positive has come from it?
Yeah, like this and so much more. Like because his energy is like there's like because he's so polarizing, there's like a lot of negativity stuff and when I was in his energy, I always like was in that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And once he unblocked, I'm actually so thankful. Like, I wish we would have just like separated with love. But then I also learned so many things. For example, how it feels on the other side being ghosted. I never really ghosted, but I was sometimes then just like emotionally unavailable to people and stuff. And I sent so many voice messages. I was just like 3 today. Because like, just like ghosting people is like the grossest thing you can do to anyone, like tell them, scream at them, tell them everything, but like not just like emotionally be unavailable.
Okay, so can I come to the conversation that I had with him recently, or is there anything else you want to say?
Yeah, like so many positive things come to my mind now. It was just like an accelerated growth. Because of this, I had a big challenge. I could grow from so many angles, and the ways I could grow on didn't feel really good in my body. A lot of things, and I had to like really. You know, when it's like injustice has been done to you and you like don't speak up about it because it's not doing any good right now.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I'm so happy we're doing this now. But it's like challenging and then being so misunderstood and it actually like still mainstream in Germany still.
Things are crazy.
Things I'm like, and like, yeah, dangerous and so on.
So sexy to have such a dangerous man. Ooh.
Watch out. The Bashar cult is real. I empower people and they step into power.
It is, just to clear it, it's not real. We do not. I grew up in a cult. I do not want to make a cult. We want to make a beautiful community. It's like community. The
biggest anti-cult.
Yeah, we want to make a community where everyone steps in their power and their own unique, beautiful, authentic selves. Okay, so can I get to the part where I met up with Julian? So I don't even know how, but I know that you guys are brothers. Like also, like I know how much love you have for each other. And so I was like, I just got this download, like maybe I should meet with him because nothing's happening between you two. And he came back to the island, I think for a month recently. And so, oh, and he came to me on a mushroom trip. We were in Czech Republic this summer and I was thinking of him and I was like, I even messaged him, but I didn't realize at the time that he had a new WhatsApp. We saw him the first day we got back to the island.
And he fucking knows it all. He could feel it. He's like embarrassed, but he doesn't want to address it.
Okay,
so
I'm going to tell a story though. Okay, so we got back to the island. We have been like so excited to come back. When did we get back? In August? We got back in August. And the first day that we're here, we're walking on the beach, on Hodjau Beach, and he starts walking. He starts walking towards us. And I was like, babe, that's Julian right there. And you were like, ah. How did you feel when you saw him?
Indifferent. Because I already like grieved it all and everything. Yeah. And I just, you know, as my higher self who I am, I know there will be this period where like I speak my side from the heart. He maybe gets no triggered for a while or whatever. And eventually he lets it sink in. He like apologizes and we speak it out and like we co-create the new earth together and vibe.
Yeah.
But then there's like, I just want to like kind of want to get to that part, you know?
I know. Like when you guys first came to the island last year, we were like looking at a hotel or resorts to take over on the beach and like turn into our new earth eco-village.
And then when I saw him, I was like, no, I'm not excited to initiate any of that. Like, whenever he comes to me, and then my physical mind is still like, yeah, whenever he comes, I'm like, fuck you. No, no, you fucked up. Fuck yourself. So, but it's not like I...
So you didn't do that?
No.
You just didn't do anything. No. And then he caught that vibe, and then he just turned to me and gave me a hug. And then he was just kind of like, hello, Faraday, or something. And then you were like nodding. It was very awkward.
I was just like looking at him like, yeah, hi, I acknowledge you, but, like, but I have nothing to say to you.
And he said, oh, I'm only on the... I said something like, I didn't know what to say. So I was like, oh, how long are you here for? And he's like, I'm only here for a month. And so anyways, so then I messaged him on his new number and I said, hey, I would love to meet up, blah, blah, blah. So then I think I kept bumping into him at the beach, and then we finally ended up meeting up. He was like, I'm going to be leaving soon. Let's talk. So I met with him and we talked, and he was still in the vibration of like, he's basically like, I forgive Faraday, and but he was still in the vibration of like this pain of feeling like you didn't want to accept him for who he was now on his woke level, and was like still trying to be the Bashar mentor to him. And I said to him, I was like, you know, Faraday has grown so much in the last year that you guys haven't been speaking. Like, if you talk to him now, he wouldn't be that anymore. Like, it's completely different. And I was even like, you know, why don't you guys... Like, I'm just like, can we all just get to the point where we're friends again? So I was like, why don't you guys just talk, you know? And he's like, I'll be fine. If he comes up to me, then I maybe I'll talk to him. And I was... So anyways, we talked. And I even said to him straight up, I said, you know, I find it clever how you interact with mainstream on social media, but I don't really like how you treat women. Like, why you do that? And he's like, so many women have fallen in love because I trigger them so much that they step into their feminine. And I was like, yeah, but you can do it in a more loving way. Like, you don't need to be treating... There's no reason for that. There's no space for that in my world, at least. So anyways, but we ended on good terms, and I still like, I have good vibes with Julian, but I feel so protective over you, babe, and like, I don't think it's okay how he treated you. I messaged him when the thing happened, when we were in Turkey and the article came out, everything went over the news, and then like Raqqa dropped you and everything. I messaged him and I said, hey, you said you're gonna show up for Faraday. Like, this is the moment to show up for him. Like, he might act like everything's okay on the surface because he is strong enough to actually, yes, handle all of it. But he needs his friends right now to actually have his back. Like, do you have his back? And he was messaging me back like, oh, yes, of course I have his back. And then I was like, then show up for him right now. Like, you need, this is the moment. And then he like never messaged me again after that. So... Yeah, so this is where we're at. So why are we doing this now? Why are we finally letting people know what happened?
Because we see the timeline, and we took MDMA like 2-3 days ago, and we got this download. Yeah, this podcast needs to come out from the heart. Just say it. Mm-hmm. We see the timeline. He's played out the things. He is looking for guidance. He loves us, and he actually likes that we guide him. Like, we're bros, we're family. And like, no one in this reality can mirror him right now. They're all trying to get a rise out of him, or they're trying to like they're trying that he is his guide, you know, like, show me how to be a good awakened man. And he doesn't want that. And he wants someone that can actually guide him.
Well, I think also maybe some of his ego is like afraid to let us guide him, because old world is, that means we're over him. But yeah. New Earth vibration is, we're all just vibing together, rising up together. Like, there's no one over anyone. There's no ego anymore.
And like, getting like, yeah, it's like we're on different vibrations, and it's like there is no value judgment in any of that. And we all have different powers, and we're all equals. Like, we all bring different things to the table. And I can guide you, like Julian, greatly in many things, and he can guide me greatly in different things. And nothing is better or worse. It's just like, like, the things I guide him is like really this like next level awakening stuff, seeing the bigger picture, like really him stepping in his power and becoming a good man. Like, he is such a good man that just still some things no one mirrored to him. And like I would love to teach that to him. Then my physical mind is still like, I have this inner dialogue. My physical mind is like, ah, fuck him. And then my higher self is like, Ferdi. And then I see the timeline and how beautiful this actually is. So I'm like, I'm ready to like have closure and apologize and connect and help each other and like show up for each other and actually have each other's back. And I'm not the one that's holding crutches. Like if I feel that he gets it and he apologizes and he actually gets it and he's showing up, like I don't hold any crutches.
He says that he's not holding any grudges either.
Yeah, but he needs to acknowledge it.
I do believe he needs to.
He plays like little boy right now.
He needs to honor and show up and be a man and acknowledge, I didn't show up for my best friend. I wasn't there. I didn't have his back when shit hit the fan. And I just ran off and played, you know? And like, this is like, if we're in a family, we show up for each other. Like, it's us against the world, you know? Like, we show up. And I don't feel like he showed up for you.
And he has no one right now that actually got his back. And it's so
like,
shit.
We're so down to have his back.
Like, yeah. Like, and it's the thing, even through the entire time, even when he ghosted me and everything, I had his back. Like, then one time, even he,
and
like...
I feel like he still feels... I think he still feels that. He knows you have his back because...
Yeah, but, like, seeing my actions again, that I, like...
Yeah, but then that's why it's so hurtful that he doesn't have your back in the way that he's showing up. And this is why we actually love Julian so much, is he's so good at dealing with mainstream and taking the universal message.
But not just this way. This is, like... But this is superpower.
No, I'm talking about, like... You talk about what you can mentor him in. I wanted to like what he brings to the table in this bigger picture of us impacting the world. We love him because it's him, and we just love Julian, and he's so funny, and we just love him as our brother. Like he's perfect just the way he is without having to do anything. And also, we're all on a mission. Like we know the universal message, and we know our impact in the world.
And like fucking show him now how powerful we are, that he fucking can hold that and see, like, yeah, like I'm gonna say it straight up. Now we are on a higher vibration than him, and it comes with like pros and cons. Like we all picked our unique timeline, and like me being like really awakened as fuck is great in many ways, but also really challenging of being really alone. I become right now so multidimensional. I don't have many other people who are on that level I can look to. Aliens visit me. I get visited a lot. Like it's like really, my life became really psychedelic in like so many ways where it's like, imagine if you get visited from aliens and they talk to you, and it's like all this is not just like, oh, there's a physical being, it's multidimensional, and holding that consciousness is fucking a lot, especially if other people don't experience that as you do. So this is like, this is not like, oh, this is better, like there is no value judgment. Like he is so awakened, he is so powerful, and there are like so many perks of not being like on my frequency.
I don't even like saying, like, can you please let me speak right now? I think it's really important because I think you're very much losing people.
Yeah, okay.
And this is also what I was just about to speak to about Julian, is that he is so good at taking our awakeness and what we're saying on a very, and being able to break it down in a way that mainstream understands and that feels good in their body.
Yes.
Because everything you're saying right now, I know, I experience as well. I get it. But it doesn't feel good for a lot of people because it's too much. It's too much, too fast. It doesn't feel good in their bodies. And so I really don't want to ever say that I have a higher vibration than people.
No.
Listen to me. Hear me out. I don't want to say I have a higher vibration than people. I want to say we all have different roles to play in this universal timeline of how it's all going to play out. And you are here to go be the first ones talking to aliens, understand the multidimensionality. I'm here to help people. There's a lot of things I'm here for. I don't even care about going into that now. But Julian is here to go and take everything that us and our whole tribe is saying and be the spokesperson and teach it to the masses.
Yeah, like he's the role model, but he is where a lot of mainstream want to become. And then by being that role model... Yeah, baby, you said it beautiful. It's that, this is how I also want to say it, that we all bring different puzzle pieces, like however you want to call it, our life theme, our human design, our superpowers, and we're all equals. And like, yeah, of course you can explain it on a vibrational level as Bashar does, but I see how crazy this triggers people, so I don't want to do this at all.
Yeah, but he can have the same vibrational level of us and still have a different role to play. That's what I'm trying to tell you. He is equal to us in the vibration that he... I don't know his vibration right now. I haven't hung out with him or whatever. But like...
And vibration is ever fluctuating. Yeah, but... Yeah, let's not talk about this anymore.
But what I'm saying is we are all on the same page. This is one download I really got from Yojin was like, we are all equals. We have different parts to play, different puzzle pieces in the game of everything that's playing out in like the master timeline of what's happening in the world right now. And every single person, when they're playing their part, they feel the best. They feel the most in their power because that's them being their authentic self.
Yes.
And Julian doesn't need to play your part. He doesn't need to play my part. I don't want to play his part. It doesn't feel good in my body. He needs to play his part. And we accept him for that. We love him for it. I don't want to talk to the masses. I don't want to translate all of this to mainstream.
And he needs to see us. And that's like what I'm saying, because I, for a long time, really like put myself down that people, because when you're really in your power, it's like intimidating to people. They cannot hold it. It's not resonating. But people, we had a point with him where he like needs to see us like really in our power, you know?
But in order for him to see us in our power and to feel good about it, you have to understand that he's just as powerful in his own way.
I know.
But
I know
what
exactly.
You just said earlier made it sound like you're not.
And this is for you me, because that. For me, it's like I explained it so well that there is no value judgment, anything. And like it's all equally like, yeah, like it's like, for example, Bashar or many other beings or like you are on a higher vibration than me. Like I learned so much from you. And yeah, of course you learn things from me, and I am just as powerful in the bigger picture. But right now and for the course of our relationship, and we keep raising our frequency, you have a higher frequency than me. And it's like, I'm so happy.
But I would never tell you that in that way.
But for
babe.
Me, having like so no ego, I was like so alien how much that triggered people. And I understand. I mean, I don't feel it because it doesn't trigger me. When I meet people with a higher frequency, I'm like, yes, finally from someone I can learn certain things.
But I'm trying to speak in a way that people will understand. Yeah. Because you and I are already like, in the new earth. Like we get it, babe. But other people don't understand.
Yeah, but
they're going to get super
of like,
triggered.
Of like speaking.
This is why we need him here. We need Julian. Julian, please come and translate this for us.
Yeah, like we have like, and then like, but this is like also like, I'm a bit tired of speaking how we speak offline and then how we speak to people online, because like when Julian actually comes to us in our reality, we're gonna blow his mind.
I don't feel like I would ever listen. I would never say to Julian, I would never say to you, to your face, I have a higher frequency than you. Like to me, that is one that is not even something that's productive to say.
Yeah.
Like why would you even bring that out? What I would say to him is, I love you. I accept you for who you are and where you're at. And let's play together. Let's like learn from each other. And right now I have a lot of things that you can learn from. And then and then I learn from you. And then we go back and forth.
Yes.
Like, so because Julian is going to listen to this, babe. And I really think it's very important for him to understand that you don't think you're better than him.
Yeah, like this is so duh. This is
babe,
so, yeah.
He needs to hear
and
this
I'm
from
so
you.
I'm so excited for more human friends like him. Because recently, like for example, Yuchin, I hang out with friends who are way more alien than me.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought I want to be this, but I don't. I love him so much, and he also becomes more his human part. But I love, you know, we chose this timeline, and I love experience all the human stuff. And that's why like I really stepped into my like playing the game, like the human game, and stepping into my role of like the awakened man and teaching other men and like all this like playing that stuff and being that human and feeling all the emotions on all of this. And I would love having more friends like him.
Julian.
Yeah, because he's so human and he has so many emotions. And I love like I don't want to become too alien. Like it's like some aliens who visit me, like crazy and stuff, it's like, ooh, it's like doesn't feel good in my body. I don't want to go there. I want to be here and step by step and really enjoy all the human aspects that like still excite me and nurture them.
But do you feel like you're better than Julian?
No, of course. Like I really want to make this so clear.
Speak to him.
I don't think that I'm better than him or anyone. Like this is so, once you like really awaken, you get that we are all one. Like you or me, I'm you. We're like playing out all the things and we're all that is. Different aspects of all that is. And there's like no value judgment in anything. Like this is like the most basic, like really, and like he that's why he always came to me, because I never judged him. Like I don't judge people. I like they can come to me and I see them for who they are. I speak to their higher selves because I treat everyone as equals. So
Julian in his full power.
Wow.
Are you excited to meet that
person? Wow. Yeah, because that's like
you want to play with that
like
person.
Like I was like sometimes my physical mind was like really like in this fuck him energy, but then my higher self came in dream state in my dreams, and in many dreams I saw him in his power, and I saw how he's in my soul family. And then I was like waking up like, because I knew I had to confront this all, and I was like, I just want to like close this chapter and cut him out, you know. But then it's like, no, you see him here in dream state in his full power. He's part of your soul family and you love him.
Hmm.
So I'm like, I healed this wound within myself. So whenever he like gets it and wants to like play, I'm here.
I'm excited for when you guys do a podcast together about all of this.
Yeah, this is going to be emotionally. I'm going to cry and he's going to cry so much.
So if you could have what you wanted after this, after releasing this, what would be your, what would you love to, like your higher self and your physical mind, what would you love to happen? Let's manifest.
It feels so good being where I am at because I'm so chill because I made my peace, you know, and now I said it all and everyone knows and like I respect the timeline and I don't have any rush. Like if he still has like things to need, he needs to play out and like years can go by, you know, but like this frequency is now out there and eventually he will come and I have no insistence, no assumptions whenever this is. Like I don't care because I want it all in divine timing. Mm-hmm. I don't want like when it's not aligned.
Mm-hmm.
But I can, again, like I can see the timeline, I can feel it, and that is like this winter. So this winter is gonna come back and like we're gonna be friends, and it's like I already see it all.
I'm so excited for everything we're gonna build this winter. The aesthetic dances, yeah, and the play parties. And
like that's what he wants. He wants fucking purpose. He wants, yeah, like, he wants his soul family to unite, and he wants to be part of that. And he's like, "Let's go. Give me purpose. What can I do?" And we, Julian, we have things to do. We have work to do. Amazing things.
Mm-hmm.
So, here's the invitation. Take it or leave it. Baby, thank you so much for hosting me.
Of course, I love you, babe, and I love Julian. And I got your back first, but I also have Julian's back, you know. And that's like one thing I said to him on the beach. I was like, you know, we can always get a call. Like he always wanted to hang out with me one on one when we were first getting together. But I was such in a love bubble with you that we never ended up like going and getting a coffee or anything. And I said to him at the beach, I was like, why don't we ever become friends? You know, like I wanted him to know that we can have his back, and like we actually would show up and like be like, I'm so fierce. People in my soul family know that when I have someone's back, I don't care what's going on. I will be there. I will show up.
Baby, Julian would so love that you have his back. He was just like afraid of you yet, but he's coming to a point where he can hold you.
He's afraid of me anymore.
No, but it's like, he's afraid of you because he's afraid of himself being in his full power and all the things that comes along, because then he cannot play physical dum-dum and do the things he like did, but then he has to be in his power, his higher self, because you would be like, this is not okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then he like needs to show up and da-da-da. But now he's like, oh, this is actually what I want, because I played out the other things. It was fun. I see this is not who I am. This is starving my soul. Now I'm coming full circle.
Mm-hmm. Anything else you want to say?
Baby, I'm so relieved we made this podcast and I was just like real and not like no mask, like not trying to like, again, like protecting him or being like in my physical mind dumb, but like really putting it out from the heart.
Mm-hmm.
And like, thank you for at the end clarifying this, because for me, it's like there's like no value judgment, anything, not judging. And all of this comes so natural to me that you taught me this so much, because I was triggering people often too much before you came in my reality, because I said exactly what it was, but people don't like to hear it at all.
You
at
had
all.
That happen to you from Yojin, babe.
Huh?
When Yojin came. Oh, yeah. Came.
Exactly. It was so nice when Yojin came to me and he said it like.
A friend of ours came to visit us.
He said the
and
things.
And he's more alien than fairy.
Yeah, and he could say the things like, I'm getting a bit attached to Brittany, and he could say it all, but he wasn't saying it nicely. And I was like, bro, ow, you're so right, yes. But my physical mind is like, fuck you. Like, why would you like just not be nice to me? And I like promised myself, yeah, I only want to be nice to people and say it in a nice way, because I understand and we all want like, we all have things we can grow. But if we're not making this nice, because no one did anything wrong or any like that. So no one want to feels like I did something wrong. No, it's just like, hey, I understand you. I've been there too. Here's something I have learned. Maybe like speaking like that. So yeah, I loved how you said it at the end. So I never want to say like, you are frequencies and this is this frequency.
Because
it's just
babe,
like,
even if it's true, people don't want to hear that. Yeah. And it's not and like what is actually going to connect us together? Yeah. This and is separating people.
And this is all like all the frequency numbers and whatever. It's all happened like you're on the highest frequency when you're just like in the love who you are.
Yeah.
Like
for example, when you're on the highest frequency when you're not talking about frequencies.
Yeah. Like Yujin, he was like doing magic on Afro and I was like asking him like, hey, what are you doing? And he was like, Fedi, don't ask me what I'm doing, because like I'm doing it all intuitively, and once I'm like thinking about it, I lower my vibration. And then he was also like, Fedi, when we talk about vibrations, it's like it lowers the vibration. So let's just be in the love and the joy and it's all perfect and we're all equals. And then it's like, yeah, it's like, so, and this was forever clear to me, but just like, I, you know, especially as a reflector, I reflect a lot what I consume, and I consume like so much Bashar, and he talks not like a human. He triggers people like crazy, and it's like okay for him because he's an alien. Mm-hmm. And he talks about this thing just like super blunt.
But you're not an alien, and you chose, yes, on this timeline to be a human.
Yes, and I don't want to like, I want to help you. Like, that's my, mm-hmm, I don't want to like trigger them that they don't hear actually what, how I want to uplift them.
Yeah, and people take that from Bashar because he is an alien.
Yeah.
They don't take it from you well because you're not an alien.
Yes, and just want to say, you like, I'm Ferdi, I'm on my journey, Brittany's on her journey, we're all on our journeys, there are endless levels to that, the journey never stops, we don't know it all, we're just where we are, and you are where you are, and it's all beautiful, and we're singing each other home, and we all have different pieces to the puzzle, and we invite you, step in your power, because we're playing this new game, not like the old world shit, and we're like, we want to have more people playing that. So reach out, mm-hmm, to us. You are amazing. You are as equal to us. And we want to co-create.
Listen to our podcast.
Yeah. For all the people that haven't seen Brittany yet, mm-hmm, like, the highest recommendation I have, listen to her podcast. Like, so many people don't see you yet.
I know. That's fine.
And listen to her podcast.
I got this download recently that I actually only really want people to see me after I have my crew. Because in so many other timelines, I got famous so fast. Like, I don't care if people believe this or not, but like past lives, parallel timelines, whatever. I have always been famous, but I got famous so fast that I felt so alone in it and so overwhelmed because I didn't have anyone to mirror me. And that I promised myself in this timeline that I would only allow people to see me once I had my people. And so it's like, once we found each other, then more people saw me. And mm-hmm, then like, the more we find more of us, and then it's because I feel like protected. And also, that's, yeah, all I really care about. At the end of the day, that's all you care about is like having your soul family, you know?
This is the most epic timeline in all the ways. All right, baby, this podcast is so long. Thanks for listening. Until next time. Bashar nugget at the end?
No.
Too much?
Too much.
Okay, just love.